Today's free comic book day, so I got a hold of Andrea over at Happy Harbor Comics and I asked her a bunch of questions. What do you think of the new Jared Leto Joker? Who's the greatest superhero of all time? What's the most expensive comic book you've ever sold? How many comic books do you own? And how the hell does free comic book day work?
Basically, publishers put out copies of comics that are little snippets of upcoming storylines or current storylines, I guess. So, like, there's Secret Wars for Marvel, because that's what they're aiming up for with the Avengers movies and all the Marvel movies. And then there's, like, little indie comics and stuff, too. And then we have a store-wide sale, basically.
What is the rarest comic book you own, or the store sells, or...
We used to have a Fantastic Four number one about a year ago, selling for
$12,000. $12,000?
Yeah.
Was that like Daryl Cates rolling in or what?
I don't know. Daryl Cates could have bought it, but he never comes into comic book stores because he's a sports guy.
True. She's got me there. I am curious, though, what the hardcore comic book world thinks of the Jared Leto incarnation of Joker that has blown up the internet.
I'm excited for it. There's a lot of people that are complaining about it, but everyone's going to go see the movie regardless of what he looks like. I mean, like, he has a lot of tattoos, which is kind of okay, I guess, but he didn't really have to go for all the same thing. We get it. You're crazy.
Yeah, the ha-ha-ha tattoos. That's the only place where it crossed the line for me. And maybe they could have picked a better font for the word on his forehead, but...
Yeah, it's a little too cursive and hard to read.
How many comic books do you own?
Probably right now 5,000, because I'm still kind of new at collecting singles, but there's people here that work with me that have over 20,000.
And is it the kind of thing that you do, you read day by day?
Yeah, it's basically like, there's people that go out drinking, there's people that go out to movies. Comics are like my daily beer or drug or whatever.
Who is the best superhero ever to appear in a comic book?
In my opinion, I'd say She-Hulk. Basically, she's a single female lawyer that also smashes people on the side. And she dated Tony Stark once. Well, a couple times. And I guess Tony Stark's another one of my favorites. Or Iron Man, because he's like a rich a**hole. And I guess you can't say that on the radio, but he's a rich guy with superpowers.
That is sweet. Wait, why should people get into comic books, you know?
They're the perfect way to just get into reading, because your brain has to comprehend what you're reading, but the pictures also help you comprehend the story. Because there's some people that read and they don't really get, like, the whole universe and stuff, but if someone draws it for them, they get more way into it. And I do school orders for most of Alberta, and we basically send like $500 of comics to schools every 2 months, and the kids are reading, which is the important thing, because literacy is kind of a good thing to have nowadays.
Thank you, Andrea at Happy Harbor Comics, for taking my phone call. And today is free comic book day, so go to that place or any close neighborly comic book store and get your free comic book.